What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Niner Faithful. How's everybody doing? I know everyone's having a legendary week. I hope. I'm assuming everybody is. All right, we might have to take this off. Your boy's trying the virtual background on StreamYard for the first time. So let me just take this off because it's not really working. Let me try this one. Yeah, I see. Oops, not really working all that well. It's working. It's working a lot earlier. I don't know. I'll mess with it later. But yeah, sorry about that, y'all. Oh, y'all can't see this. Sorry. I'm technically not supposed to have that because that's a birthday present to me. But anyway, what's up, y'all? How y'all doing? Anyway, today we're just going to go ahead and talk over some Niner news and everything like that, get y'all thoughts and give y'all thoughts on Shanahan not attending the Combine. For some reason, I've been researching. I can't find it. Everybody's saying it's not a big deal, but I mean, I don't know. We all know this is where, we'll get into it. But before we start, of course, we have to remind everybody to listen to the end of the show to get your special coupon code to save off 10% off of all For the Faithful, By the Faithful, to the start of Niner Faithful Season 6, exclusively available at NinerFaithfulRadio.com/shop. Get your officially licensed Niner gear from the official online team store by using our affiliate link. Not only do you save 10% off your purchase, but it really does help out the show. Link will be in the description of this video or podcast, or you see it scrolling across your screen. Go ahead and go to SeatGiant.com. Use the promo code NinerFaithfulRadio to save on all your theater, concert, and sporting event tickets, as well as help out the show. Go to NinerFaithfulRadio.com/subscribe to see everywhere you can find the show. And, of course, follow us on social media at Facebook, Instagram, and Tumblr at Niner Faithful Radio, and Twitter at Niner Faithful R. Ladies and gentlemen, faithful of all ages. Let's get the show cracking. Montana steps up, throws. All right, we're live and direct. I didn't even share the show. Whoops. I was spacing out. But, yeah, like I was saying, we all know that the Combine was where the trade for Dee Ford happened, essentially. Here, 1 second, y'all join. Niner Faithful. As he talks, the latest Niner news. Okay, I gotta change this because. Okay. And we're good. Whoops. Didn't need to do that. And we're good. All right. Sorry about that, y'all. So if we're going to be making a trade, which I doubt, we'll get into a rumor. And columnist who I respect, I actually listened to his podcast in the offseason. And, you know, I really respect him, even though he is somewhat of a villain in the Empire. The trade of George Kittle, that's never going to happen. But This is where the trade for Dee Ford was started, essentially agreed upon. I mean, maybe not agreed upon, but it was put in the works. And if we're going to make a move, any type of move, I kind of like my head coach involved. I mean, obviously, he's going to be on the phone with John Lynch and everything like that. And I mean, I'm sure if something was real major, it's not like he can't, Jed York can get him a personal jet, they can fly over right away. So, I mean, it's not like it's impossible for him to get out there. But, I mean, maybe he's putting together the structure. I mean, we lost our wide receiver coach, our quarterback coach, our head coach. This just broke before the last show that we did. Bobby Turner apparently isn't expected to be our running back coach this year. It's not known if he's going to retire. But in 2014, he had a knee procedure, and he missed the 2014 season. And then it's apparently thought, according to Matt Maiocco, it's thought that he's going through something similar this year. So maybe he'll just miss this year, and then we'll be back next year. That's a big loss. And you know, Grant Cohn had said, "Oh, well, what does that tell you?" and everything like that. And I liked somebody's comment on, I guess you heard it on Twitter, but it's still called a like, I think. I think that it's. Somewhat of an upgrade, you know, we're getting Anthony Lynn on staff. That's going to be huge. Coach Embry didn't want to take a demotion and a pay cut, so he left. Mike McDaniels left to be a head coach. So it's not like he left Kyle Shanahan, you know, the Niners and said, fuck the Niners. I mean, he went to go be a head coach. And which honestly, I didn't expect him to get a job. I was kind of shocked he got the Miami job, even though I thought I did get a little inclinations towards the end that the Niners were pretty sure that he was going to get the Miami job. So we. It's clear that I don't think there's discontent. So maybe he's, you know, putting the structure together and everything and putting together, you know, what is the offense going to look like with Trey Area and, you know, the running game that Anthony Lynn's going to bring. And I'm curious who we see. I know he's retired, but I'd be all for bringing Tom Rathman back as running back coach. I mean, maybe his ego is a little hurt that, you know, the Niners basically didn't retain him when Shanahan came on as head coach. And maybe he's a little booty tickled about that. But they did offer him another position, though. So it wasn't like Shanahan said, you know, hey, no, we don't want you to be a part of our coaching staff. It was strictly as they say, it wasn't personal. It's strictly business. So anybody who's watching, let me know if you've heard anything or anything like that. Obviously, the combine starts soon. John Lynch's press conference, I believe. Let me see. I believe it's this article. His press conference is set for 11:15 here on the West Coast tomorrow. So, of course, I'll be watching that. Who liked it on Facebook? Thank you, John, for the like on Facebook, I believe. Pretty sure it's on Facebook. Yeah. Thanks for the like on Facebook. Really appreciate you. So we'll see. I'm very interested in seeing how this draft is. This is where I believe us finding diamonds in the rough in the fifth round, you know, getting Fred Warner in the third round. You know, obviously, we know Kittle in the fifth round, Dre Greenlaw in the fifth round, which, fine, okay, he's not superstar like George Kittle, but I mean, Trey Greenlaw's a good player, especially for being a fifth round pick. And so he would be eligible for a new contract. I don't know whether the Niners are discussing that or they're going to let it play out or what's going on with that. But there'll be many. It seemed like the vibe around the locker room at the end of the year press conferences was that they know that there's going to be some turnover this year. And so I'm very curious to see what that is. You know, is that a trade? Is somebody getting traded? Are some free agents not coming back? I really hope they don't mean DJ Jones. DJ Jones and Lincoln Tomlinson are two big ones. Apparently, they've reached out to Raheem Mostert's camp. Okay. I'm not. Well, let's see what the contract looks like. But I'm not opposed to bringing Raheem Mostert back. But I'm not planning on him being the featured back. I'm going into it with an open competition. I'm saying, hey, you know, Elijah Mitchell could come and win the starting job. Trey Sermon could come in and, yeah, okay, don't put your money on it. But, hey, he could come in and possible that he could be the starter. I don't think so, but it's possible. I say, hey, look, whoever is the best running back. And let's be real. We know we're going to use all of them. So people are going to get their touches. And I think that's the one thing about what we're seeing in the Lynchingham regime is that players are going to put up stats. Running backs are going to get their yards. They're going to get their touchdowns. You know, they're going to get their stats. So, fine. If Raheem Mostert, we're not going to pay him the most. I'm not going to get in a bidding war for Raheem Mostert. So if he can go find a contract better than what we're willing to offer him, then you tip your cap to him, say, hey, thanks for the four tugs in, you know, to the NFC championship game, and, you know, we move on. But, I mean, I hope that doesn't happen. I'm not opposed to bringing him back. Why don't we do this? We're about halfway through what we're going to do for the show. So let me go ahead and run a Twitch break. Oh, man. Wow. I got to pull Twitch up. Man, I'm just totally slacking in my Mac-ing today. All right. We're going to go ahead and run this Twitch break, and then we'll be right back. Let me see. Are we having anybody watch on Facebook? Oh, the only person watching is on Twitch. Oh, we got two comments. I didn't even see the comments. What's up? Well, you're on commercial right now, but I'm going to go ahead and say what's up to him when we get back. Oh, okay, he just commented right now as we went to break. But what's up, First Take Niners? I'm doing legendary, bro. You know, any day you wake up a five-time champion, it's a legendary day. You know, except for, you know, the day after the Super Bowl. And you're still a five-time champion. That day kind of sucks, but we're obviously going to end that. I guess we'll go ahead and do this on Facebook and YouTube, but we are in the works and on the podcast, and eventually people will see it on Twitch. But we are coming out. I am currently designing, and I got hit up my boy Joe Del Rio. I'm designing season two's product line for the faithful, by the faithful products. I don't have a relative launch date, but I would assume sometime around the draft. We are going to try to do some type of draft t-shirt or something. So, damn, I haven't actually even started on that. Y'all kind of just saw me thinking out loud, coming up with my little bit of my process, but Yeah, so we'll try to have something out by the draft, and maybe some player T-shirts around free agency when we kind of start to see shape of who's going to be here. You know, what our major signings are. I don't think that we're going to have any major signings outside of our own free agents. Obviously, we're going to bring in some free agents, but I don't see first wave free agents unless they're our own. That's how I'm looking at it. I mean, I know that there's a lot of people who want us to go get a corner and everything like that. And okay, fine. We need corners. Okay, I'll admit that. But, and I fully agree, we cannot, as with Raheem Mostert, the same with, okay, we got 7 seconds on the Twitch commercial. As with Raheem Mostert, okay, and we're back. So, like I was saying, I don't expect any, I'm just catching the people up with Twitch. I don't expect anybody to, us to have any major signings in free agency. I expect our major signings to be our own players. Yeah, we'll have some free agents sprinkled in, you know, because we're going to lose some players. But I see this second wave of free agency signing our own players, and we got 9 picks after the first round. And I wouldn't be surprised if we're moving up. But speaking of moving up, I mentioned it in the intro, so I have to talk about it. But we are not freaking trading George Kittle. Okay, that's not happening. Now, I understand the logic behind it. You know, I'm all for, look, I watched this franchise. This franchise gotten rid of Joe Montana, Jerry Rice, and Ronnie Lott. All right, they let them walk in free agency. All 3 players. Or, sorry, Joe was traded. So one was traded and the other walked in free agency. So you could say maybe that's somewhat of a choice by them too. But with Jerry, it was clear the Niners weren't really trying to sign him. They gave him an opportunity. We're like, look, come retire a Niner. And, you know, yeah. But anyway, by the way, First Take Niners, hello, bro. What's up? How you doing, fam? I'm doing legendary. Any day you wake up a 5-time champion is a legendary day. But, so, yeah, I see that we're not going to make any big moves in free agency. I know people are talking about Gilmore and everything. That's not happening. I think you might very well see a starting secondary of Emmanuel Mosley and Ambry Thomas next year. Now, you can make arguments on whether that's a championship caliber, you know, starting secondary or not. But I think that if things play out like I do, I think they will. And it's like, look, you know, we gave money to Lincoln Thomason. We gave money to DJ Jones. Obviously had to re-sign Nick Bosa and Debo. You know, have some money if we're going to re-sign Brandon Ayuk. That's coming up, you know, next offseason. So there's if it's going to think out the way it's going to go, then, yeah, it's not going to – we're not going to have any free agent, big free agent moves. And then Ambry Thomas and Emmanuel Mosley will be our starting quarters with Jimmy Ward. And I just – I'm okay with moving on from Jaquaski Tartt. He's not on my priority list of people to bring back. But I think they're going to bring him back. I just, because you can't bring back everybody. And my thing about it is, do I want Jaquaski Tatar over Lakin Tomlinson or DJ Jones? No. I don't. Oh, whatever, bro. My hater ass boy Raul over here on Facebook talking this shit. I love how hater fans always love talking shit more about the Niners. This motherfucker loves talking shit about Jimmy G. Raider fans love to talk shit more about the Niners than they love pumping up the Raiders. I know I see him, bro. I'm talking about him right now. I'm just not going to put him on screen. I love you too, bro. You good, my nigga? You straight? I've been downtown the last couple times, bro. Every time I go downtown, you're not at work because I always look to go see if I see your men's or whatever. Your whip. But, yeah, no, that's a homie, bro. That's my ace. That's one of my aces. Ace Gun-Coons. That's one of my real ones. But you gotta talk that shit. I don't know Niners and talk about you like you said. Yeah, see, right. Anyway, I don't talk shit about the Niners. I talk shit about Jimmy G. Yeah, bro, he really does hate Jimmy G. That's real. He was talking that in 2015. So, oh, thank you, Regina, for the love on Facebook. I saw it. It popped up in my notifications because I accidentally clicked on Facebook. Hey, white boy messaging me about my bachelor party. Anyway, or if I have one. So, where are we at? We're at 22 minutes. Why don't we go run one more Twitch break? We'll talk a little bit more. I'll talk on some YouTube and Twitter, and then we'll get up out of here. See if running two ads gives me a little bit more revenue. You've been knowing me since 2009. It's around the same time. Hold on. Wow. Let me see. Oh. Okay. Well, then now I know that, bro. It's 2008, 2009. Yeah. Around then, bro. Been over 10 years, over a decade I've known you, bro. So everybody see it, bro. 14 years ago, I'm 15 years. Yeah, I've almost known this, bro. I've almost known your ass 20 years, bro. That's crazy. But I'm one of my aces. But yeah, oh hey, bro. I'll message you later about that, bro. Shit, I don't want to talk about on the show. But my birthday shit, because I'm going to be out of town for my birthday. And I know you always like to kick it on my birthday. So, I'm going to be out of town. Still Sandy. Hey, for real, though. All right, are we back from Twitch? A boy's over here distracting me now. We got, like, minute 45. Man, the show's going off the rails. All right, for sure, bro. I'll text you. So, see, he over here talking about, oh, you lucky I can't upload memes. Yeah, bro, he just be sending memes all day on my Facebook, just talking hella shit. And, bro. Let's see, we got a lot of views. Ooh, two on Facebook, two on Twitch. All right, so drop in the comments right now. Your biggest free agent, not like, you know, main free agent, but love you, brother. One love. So name your biggest free agent that you want the Niners to go after. See, bro, why you gotta talk that shit, bro? See, I can't even put that now. Now I gotta fucking delete the comment. Delete comment. I gotta block my boy though. All right, he said ours is Crosby. Yeah, no, I'd like to get Crosby, bro. That'd
That'd be raw. I ain't gonna lie. Hey, you know what? Oh, another thing I guess we could talk about, and we'll go ahead and wrap it up after this. We got 14 seconds left till Twitch comes back, so I'll go ahead and wait. Sorry, y'all. These last couple of shows, I'm trying to test out things, getting prepared for season six. Closer to a decade than the starting. And, 10 years. 10 years is my goal. Niner Faithful Radio, I want to see where we're at with it. It'd be a wrap, yeah. I mean, come on, bro. It'd be vicious. It'd be way vicious. Definitely replace D Ford. Let me see. Are we back from Twitch? Yeah, okay. What was I gonna say I was gonna do? I was gonna talk about something. Man, I totally forgot. I was gonna talk about we got free agency. No, wasn't the draft. I totally forgot. I freaking blanked on it. Man, how embarrassing. Oh, they already said, bruh. He ain't talking about Debo. They already said that they budgeted for Debo and Nick Bosa. So we ain't gotta worry about that. But as soon as I'm done with this show, I gotta go cook some cornbread. My girl's mom is making stew. Your boy's finna eat good today. We're gonna have stew and cornbread. Y'all are Gucci. Yeah. No, I bruh. I expect the Niners to compete for the division next year. You said I'm on my way for food. Yeah, okay. You ain't gonna show up. Yeah, no, we finna have stew. It's finna be bomb. We got apparently my girl's parents might come over, or my girl's grandparents, my girl's mom's parents might be coming over. But let me see. He laughed. He said I'm on my way for food. But all right, y'all. We'll go ahead and wrap it up right about here. Oh, do I still have it saved? I hope I do. Oh well, if not, it's in the recycle bin. Oh, that's video. Okay, here we go. It should be somewhere around here. I'm trying to find the barbecue for y'all. Give me one second. I can't find it right now. Yeah. I have no clue where it is. We'll just go ahead and chop that up. And I'll have it on for next week. So if I do, we might be taking the next couple weeks off to get more prepared for week six. We might, get more prepared for season six. So what we got? What Wednesday? Tomorrow will be 2 weeks, so I have one more week. Yeah, I might just take next week off. Yeah, that's what we'll do. We'll take next week off. So we'll go ahead and end this. Will end season five of Niner Faithful Radio. Man, halfway through the decade, I can't believe it. That's what's up. Anyway, thank y'all for everything that y'all allow me to do. Y'all allow me to live my dreams every Tuesday. Let me talk about Niner football. Nothing else I'd rather do. All right, before we get out of here, we're gonna go ahead and say thanks for tuning in to the end of the show. As promised, the special coupon end of the season discount code for 10% off of all For the Faithful by the Faithful apparel is Heartbroken. 10% excludes any on-sale items and cannot be used with any other coupon. Code expires midnight, March 16th of 2022. Thank y'all for the support. Get your officially licensed Niner gear by using our affiliate link. Not only do you save 10%, it really does help out the show. The link is scrolling across the screen right now, or it'll be in the description of this podcast or video. Go to SeatGiant.com, use the promo code Niner Faithful Radio to save on all your theater, concert, and sporting event tickets, as well as help out the show. Go to NinerFaithfulRadio.com/subscribe to see everywhere you can find the show. And of course, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Tumblr at Niner Faithful Radio, and Twitter at Niner Faithful R. Thank y'all for tuning in this week. Yeah, I see. Be safe, my guy. Welcome home. Let's get the fuck out of here, bro. All right, bro. I'll hit you later, my nigga. All right, y'all. I'll see y'all next week. All right, I'll see y'all March 16th. Right? Yeah, we'll do March 16th, the day the new league year starts. Till then, faith, love, and happiness. Go Niners. What's up, fam? Good to see you, Tony. Caught me at the end of the show. But, yeah. All right. See ya.